With great joy, I welcome a remarkable musician, the jazz pianist Martin Vasilevsky. So, Martin, welcome to Classical Radio.
Welcome. My name is Martin Vasilevsky, to be sure.
The occasion that initiated this conversation is a series of events organized by the Greek office of ECM with the collaboration of some high-fidelity aficionados. And it's called ECM Listening Sessions, where a few people get together in a very good acoustic room, and they set up a nice listening system and they play music. The specific event that is taking place this coming Monday, May 30th, will present your trio's new CD, Faithful. So how does that make you feel? A bunch of Greeks, they get together and they listen to your music while you're somewhere else.
It's going to be for the first time for me, so I'm excited a little bit for this. And I hope they will like my music.
I have heard the CD and I think that you will not have a problem with people liking it. It's really nice music.
Oh, thank you. I hope it's going to be like this.
I also understand that you will be joining the session through Skype.
Yes, it is. I will.
So you will have a chance to talk with the people that have listened to the CD and face them.
Yeah.
How did you choose the title for the CD, Faithful?
We were wondering which title to choose after the recording session with Manfred. And first thought was that maybe Night Train to You is right title. Then we thought that maybe Mosaic is good title. And finally, which we chose Faithful. Because it means, be faithful, meaning faithful.
Being true to something.
Yeah, and loyal, yes?
Yeah.
Concerning this meaning of this word to our cooperation since 1994, together with Michał Miśkiewicz and Sławek Kurkiewicz.
How old were you when you first played together?
We were 18, me and Slavo, and Michael was 16. So it's
a long road, right?
Quite long. Yeah, it's from the beginning we learned. We met in workshop and we started to play. And from the beginning it was chemical understanding, because even we played not good like now we play better. Of course, we feel that, but from the beginning, we were very excited, and there was some electric understanding between us, so we really wanted to play and learn music together. We grew up on the same music. We were meeting every year at workshops, at Jamboree Festival. First festival was on 1989, and this is how it started, and soon, on 1994, we played their fantastic concert, mini recital as a trio, and we played music of Krzysztof Komeda, and we had really good applause. So that's how it started, and we really wanted to play and do something together.
How would you describe your music?
Oh, it's really tough question.
I mean, is it connected to classical music sound in any way? Has it changed through the years? Is other types of music that create ideas for you?
Of course, I think it's kind of mix, because we grow up, we learned music in grand school and high school music, classical music. For example, Michał Miśkiewicz is a big fan of classical music. He chose Karol Szymanowski from our first CD for ECM piece by this composer, King Roger. I'm a fan of pop music, even most of the pop music is really bad, really, really bad, but there are some artists like Björk or Prince. They are real artists in pop world, so which I really respect. And we did on the first ECM record Björk piece Hyper Ballad. Then on 2nd, on January, we played Prince composition Diamonds and Pearls. So I learned Beethoven, Chopin, Brahms in high school music. Then we had a big cooperation, a long cooperation with Tomasz Stańko, which we played mostly free improvised music. So it's kind of mix. If I have to describe our music, it's kind of mix of our influences, our favorite artists from classical, free jazz, and pop music.
How has your music evolved since your connection with ECM and Manfred Eicher?
It took a higher level, I think, because there was no excuse. We knew that it's a big chance for us, and at the same time, big challenge to meet for the first time with Manfred Eicher in studio in Oslo, in Rainbow Studio, with as a member of Tomáš Staňko Quartet, because he invited us together with Manfred for this recording session. So we were really, really scared, but at the same time, we were ready to do it, you know, and actually this recording session was successful. We had a great, great reviews all over the world. We went for an American tour. We started to play more important festivals or stages in Europe. So that's how it started. So it took us a little higher, and at the same time work with Manfred Eicher, who is an amazing producer, so experienced by all these years, what he did, what he recorded for ECM label. So it's amazing. It's a big challenge and a big adventure for us to make it. And from the beginning, we had a good connection with Manfred Eicher during working. And of course, there were a lot of discussion about the music, which way we should go. He encouraged us to make it more free pieces. He's very open. He's real producer who is in the studio, who is making little, helping us, making sound, making atmosphere, which actually for me is helpful, because there you feel like the music is special, is the most important, and what you have to do to concentrate on music and to be prepared well for a recording session, having good compositions.
What are the important moments in your career so far, after the trio formation?
After that, soon when we started to play as a trio in 1994, actually, the same year, we had an offer from Tomáš Staňko to play a concert with him. And he soon, very quickly, he offered us other concert situation, recording situation for some theater music, television program. So we started to play with real, real musician, legendary, great free trumpet player from Poland. And we were really young, and this was our real university. At the same time, we were, of course, studying in Katowice, in Music Academy, in jazz department. But actually, the best school was playing with Tomáš Staňko. I mean, in quote, I say it was school. It was professionally making music and on high level with him. And this was one of the most important things what happened to us, cooperation with Tomáš Staňko.
And then came the meeting with Manfred Eicher, as we talked before, and ECM.
Yes, it was in 2001, the recording session, solo things, what I was explaining.
These sessions that happen here in Athens are as close as having you here and play live. Do you have any plans of your trio visiting Greece at any time?
I wish to, but I don't have right now. But hopefully after when Faithful is just came out, I hope that somebody will invite us. And at the same time, maybe after Skype session, somebody will recognize us more and more. And finally, we will visit Greece.
Martin, you're a young musician and your trio is young as well. I hope that you will be together for a long time and that you will create a lot of nice things like the new CD, Faithful, that you created. It has been a pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best for the new CD and its release, and I hope to see you soon in Greece.
Thank you a lot. Nice talking to you. All the best to all listeners of Classical Radio, yeah? Okay, and I will try with my band to all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.